Monday night, we're going to go over Kuvav Sefalis. The Mitzvah Hashem clarify the halachas of women davening. Ferish your email. Yeah, so is she going to quiz you when you get home? That's what I told her to do.
I taught her these already. I just want to make sure they're the same as what I taught her.
That's why there's so many people here tonight. Kuvav. So here's the basics that you have to know. The Mechaber says, Noshim, the Mechaber says in Kuvav Sevalev that Noshim, Avol Bishop Turim Mekriyashma, because it's Van Groma, obviously, Chayovim Betfila, Neshi Mitzvah Zeh Shalal Zman Groma. Now, first of all, you have to know there's a Gemara in Brachas that says that the reason women are Chayav and Tfila is because Rachmein, because it's a Bakasha, you're asking Hashem for what you need. It's only logical they should be Mechuyav and Tfila. The Mechaber says the Chayav and Tfila because it's Mangroma. So the Mechaber apparently is going with the Shitas of Rambam. The Rambam must have had a different gears than the Gemara. According to the Rambam, this is what the Mishnah Berurah speaks this out, that according to the Rambam, Tfilah is the Oraisa, but with the Oraisa it's not Zman Groma. There's no Zman, there's no Nusach, there's nothing special. That's all. With the Oraisa it's very raw. So your Yotze, whatever she says, we'll see in a moment exactly how she could be Yotze. Someone yesterday asked the question, but for some reason there's an assumption that you have to have them once a day. So why isn't it Zman Groma? Even according to the Rambam, there seems to be some assumption you have to daven once a day. So the answer is, I said last night, it's a good question, but the answer is that the once a day is not a chayvus hayoyim. Like you say, you have to say kriyashma twice a day, so you have to daven once a day. The pshat is you have to daven, and there's no zman given. And when things like that are done, like tefillin isn't zman groma because it's once a day. Tefillin, you have to always wear tefillin. There's an assumption in the Torah. You can question where the assumption comes from, but you see it in many, many mitzvahs. There's an assumption in the Torah that there's a unit of a day, that thing. So when you, for example, tefillin, if tefillin is zman groma, it's zman groma because of Shabbos, or it's zman groma because of night. It's not zman groma because you're not mevatel the mitzvah of tefillin once you wear tefillin once a day. And so the chiyuv sort of becomes, because the pshat is you have to always wear tefillin. And the minimum is a minimum. So what's the minimum? Maybe it's once a year, maybe it's once a lifetime, maybe it's once a month. So there seems to be an assumption in many areas in the Torah that's once a day, is like a unit. So that's the pshat and tefillah, so that is not zman groma. So the Mechaber is going with the Shitas of Rambam. Now, the Mogen Avraham, famous Mogen Avraham, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Mogen Avraham is coming from the Rambam Shita. Mogen Avraham says, women don't daven. Did you ever notice? I mean, women have not davened until relatively recently. Mamish recently, it's extremely common for women to daven. One generation ago, or maybe two generations ago, we'll call it, was extremely uncommon for women to daven. You have to remember that three generations ago, women were illiterate, and they couldn't even read Hebrew. So that's maybe a good reason why they didn't daven. But we're going to question that if they're mechuyev to daven. So, women didn't daven. Traditionally, women did not daven. So everybody's bothered by why not? If they open a Shulchan Aruch, they're mechuyev to daven. What's going on? So the Mogen Avraham says, Mishnah Berurah quotes, that based on the Mechaber, whose perspective is the Rambam Shita, that's why they're mechuyev, because it's not Zman Groma. So whatever they say is good enough, because you're going with the D'oraisa D'kachiyev. Then and I'll quickly add, just in case you're bothered by that, the Mogen Avraham adds the words, The Efsher Sha'af Chachomim Lo Chivu Yoser. And we have no basis really to say that Midrabbonon, Rabbonon added to women's Chiv. Because you have to realize when Rabbonon came along, Rabbonon already was Mangroma-ing, right? They would say they were setting it up as Mangroma. And apparently the Rambam didn't have the gears in the Gemara of Rachmei Ninu. So, and the Magen Rav Moshe, in fact, in the Igros Moshe, wonders about the Magen Avraham's Lashon of Efshar, Sha'af Chachamim Lechivu Yoser. He says, well, why Efshar? It's pretty inconceivable that women were not davening and they were violating a Chiv Drabbanah. Like, that would be pretty strange, wouldn't it? So he's Tomei on the Magen Avraham's Lashon. He says, Magen Avraham should have said, well, apparently, Chachamim wa lo chivu yoser. Akoponim, you just say a tchina and a bakosha, you say, Hashem, help me out, whatever, and the yoitzu with that. And that's why they traditionally have not davened. That's the famous Magen Avraham, based on the Mechaber, who says it the Rambam's way, again, which is that women are mechuyev and tefillah because it's not zman groma, so therefore you're on the d'oraisa level. There is no drabbanan level. So on the d'oraisa level, anything they say is good enough. What are some of the problems with the Magen Avraham is that it's also mashma from this very same Rambam that even on the d'oraisa level, the structure of tefillah has to be la'olam yisader adam shvachay shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after you mispalel, you have to say divrei shvach v'hodah, like the structure of Ashmona Esrei, where you have shevach, and then you have bakoshes, and then at the end you have hodah. So that is the structure on the d'oraisa level. So the Magen Avraham, the chayr is not enough. So we're not here to be mefalpel about the Magen Avraham, but it's not that hard. You could still have the Magen Avraham's basic mahalach. Women didn't daven. So okay, any bakosha is good enough. So it's just you need this, that's all. You know, you have to add something before and add something afterwards.
Why is the Gemara's Rachmanin also?
Apparently the Rambam didn't have the girsa.
Why would that be a problem? Why is
because the Gemara is saying why women are mechuyev even though it's mangroma. That's what the Girsa is saying, because Rachmanin. So even according to the Rambam, if not for the Magen Avraham, you could have the Girsa, and the Gemara would be explaining why the Mechuyev Midrabbanan. That even though the Drabbanan level is Mangroma, but it's Rachmaninu. But then the Magen Avraham hasn't solved this problem. So the Magen Avraham's Yesod is they're going with the Rambam, and there is no Drabbanan, and anything they do is good enough. You just have to add to the Magen Avraham that they have to add a Shevach before and a Shevach afterwards. Like Moda'ani would be nice for Shevach. It's not a Tefillah. Say Moda'ani Lefanecha, you know. So the Achrayim, again, in the world of the Magen Avraham, where women didn't daven, so they point out, you know, if they would be Mechaven by benching, if they benched, they would be Mechaven by benching. Benching has all the elements of this. They could probably be Yitzhak with benching. They're eating before davening, that's also a problem. So, it's a problem. They say they're taking care of the house, maybe they're even potter from davening. There's different mahalchim in the Achrayim. Again, they're trying to explain the fact that women traditionally did not daven. So you have the Magen Avraham, so you say Moda'ani, and maybe they said something else. You know. Others suggest that the potur, the oisik b'mitzvah, that women were traditionally always oisik b'mitzvah, potur min ha-mitzvah. This will help you even for the Mishnah Berurah's Psak. We'll see in a moment that according to the Ramban, women most definitely have to daven, and that's the Mishnah Berurah's Psak, because he says most, maybe I should say this first, the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that this is all very fine and dandy in the Ramban Shita. But according to the Ramban, you start off with a drabonon. You start off with a drabbanon. There is no d'oraisa level. You start off with a drabbanon. Ramban, women are mechuyev. Why are they mechuyev? Because rachmei ninu. Because you start off with a zman groma. So you say they're mechuyev. So women are mechuyev, just like men are mechuyev. There's no difference. They're mechuyev because rachmei ninu. That's according to the Ramban. And they have to daven shachris and mincha. Ma'ariv, you can get away with, because Ma'ariv's anyway Rishus, and men were makabel to do it, and maybe women were never makabel to do it. Okay, but, I mean, that's not as simple as it sounds, because not every man was makabel to daven Ma'ariv, right? So the pshat is the majority. So why isn't the majority mechayev women too? So it's really making a statement that women are, in the lashon of the Gemara in Hurius, noshim am b'fnei atzmam ninu. They're like a nation. It's a whole different category. I'm pointing out that even to say that women were not makabel to daven Ma'ariv is a chiddush. Maybe they should be nechlal in the men. So if the majority were makabel, so they're taka sug b'fnei atzmam, and women were not. Okay, so according, so the Mishmur Paskin is that way. Finished after the Amishakras and Mincha, there's nothing to talk about. So the Achrayim come to the rescue. Again, we're not talking about the last, we'll call it 20 years, 30 years, you know, whatever. It's Achshir Dora, usually. But traditionally, women didn't daven. So the Achrayim say, first of all, they're Oisip B'mitzvah. They're Oisip B'mitzvah, they're taking care of the house. Second of all, the Gemara really looks askance at someone that davens when they can't have kavana. The Gemara really patas a guy coming back from a trip from davening, right? Because he can't be mechaven. So we're mekil because we don't have kavana anyway. But the Achrayim say women who are constantly busy in the house, you know, the kids crying, and they're taking care of the house, so they're nichal, they're potter, not al tzoisik b'mitzvah, it's suggested, but they can't be mechavim. They're in a natural state of not being able to be mechavim. They have too much on their heads. They're too busy. It's a second thing. Again, this is the Achrayim explaining why women don't daven, according to I'll call it the Mishnah Berurah Pesach, according to the Ramban. The third excuse is that they're meshubed to the Baal, they're meshubed to the household, and they can't daven, they're not precious atzmon, they don't have time to daven, they're anusim, because of the shibud. These are the different suggestions made by the Achrayim, but they're not really happy with these suggestions, because they're mamish, they're mechuyif to daven. So what they end up saying is that because of these things, we'll all do like the Mogen Avraham, meaning, okay, it's not like they're mamish potter and they can go through the whole day without doing anything, and without doing any davening. We'll take the Mogen Avraham's kula according to the Rambam Shita, and we'll say that's how women daven even according to the Ramban Shita, where really they have to daven regular Shacharis and Mincha. We'll say, okay, you know what, they're really potter because it is that and the other thing. So we'll all use the kula of the Mogen Avraham. But Mogen Avraham is a little too kaldic, and it's not formal, and it's not so clear, and what are they going to say, and they have to have shach. So what ended up happening in the Achrayim's suggestion is that the women said Birchus HaShachar. Now Birchus HaShachar, it's very likely that they're mechuyev to say in any event, because they might very well have a din of Birchus HaNenin. If you remember from Hilchos Birchus HaShachar, there's a tzad that Birchus HaShachar is a Birchus HaNenin. So women should be saying Birchus HaShachar anyway. If you look at the last of the Birchus HaShachar, so it has pretty much all the elements you're looking for. The last Yehi Ratzon, after Amavir Shena, so you're davening. That's basically that. So, and, okay. But really they should be saying Shmona Esrei, right? According to the Psak of the Mishnah Brura, according to the Ramban, they should be saying Shmona Esrei. Okay, so Shema is certainly not a chiyuv. Shema is a suggestion that they should be mekabel o malchu shamayim. So they should say the first pasuk of Shema and Baruch Shem, and if they have time to say the Parsha Rishona. But that's an inyan. Wait, I'm getting there. So then it's suggested they say Shema nochen hadover, the Mishnah Berurah says. They're certainly potter from Kriya Shema, but it's nice if they would be mekabel o malchu shamayim. According to again, not according to the Rambam, but according to the Ramban, which is really the Mishnah Berurah's Pesach, it's the Chachronim hold that they're also mechuyev to be samech gulul tefillah. Probably because there's a tzad, a strong tzad, that the mechuyev in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though many Achronim hold, no they're not, it's Zman Groma. But others hold it's not called Zman Groma, we won't go into that. We'll leave it for Rabbi Safra Zion Shir to go into whether or not Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is Zman Groma or not. So what you end up with, okay, so now I'll make like a summary. According to the Mishnah Berurah's Pesach, they should really be davening Shmona Esrei for sure. The Mechuyev to daven Shacharis and Mincha. And if they don't, so you're really being Seimech on the Mogen Avram's Kula, which is a stretch. It's a stretch according to the Ramban. But traditionally, they all use this stretch. Women traditionally did not daven. So you end up as follows. You should really daven Shmona Esrei, right? It's nochain to say at least the first pasuk of Kriya Shema with Baruch Shem. Then they could say the last pasuk in Kriya Shema, which is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which many hold a mechuyev to do. And then they'll say the bracha, the whole bracha of Emes V'yatzu V'nochon, because they should be saying the Gula L'Tefillah. So the optimum minimum that a woman should be davening in Shacharis is as follows, according to the Mishnah Berurah. The optimum minimum. Birchas HaShachar, which many hold she's mechuyevin. I would add Birchas HaTorah, because some hold she's mechuyev to say Birchas HaTorah too, for various reasons. Birchas HaShachar, many hold she's mechuyevin. She's mechuyev to say Shmona Esrei, according to the Mishnah Berurah's Pesach. So if she could manage that, she certainly should. And then she should say the first and last pasuk of Kriya Shema. Again, I'm talking like the optimum minimum. She doesn't have time. She really doesn't have time. I'm back. I know I'm not. Okay, let me finish. The first and last pasuk of Kriya Shema, and then Emes V'yatziv, so she can be Samech Gula L'Tefillah. Samech Gula L'Tefillah, where does that come into the picture? Apparently, it's a way of saying Shmona Esrei. It's also a lumdish thing you'll learn in brachas. It's not a way of saying geula, it's a way of saying tefillah, being samech gula l'tefillah. And therefore, once they're mechuyev in tefillah, many hold they should be samech gula l'tefillah. Now, they have to say the last pasuk of Kriya Shema, they should say the last pasuk of Kriya Shema anyway, because of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then they just say that whole last bracha. That's the minimum optimum. Minimum optimum is Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaShachar, first pasuk of Kriya Shema being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, last being Mazgir Yitzchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, Gula L'Tfilah, so they say V'yatzu V'nochon, that whole bracha, and Shmona Esrei. That's the minimum optimum.
Birchas HaShachar includes in Tiyas Yidayim Shayyat Zerol Kain
Shama? Yes.
There's no Tachron?
Women should not say Tachron, it's brought down in Sfarim. This is probably Kabbalistic. They shouldn't say Tachna. That's probably Kabbalistic. Okay, that's the wait. That's minimum optimal. If they really can't, then they have to avail themselves of the Heterim that we talked about. So they should certainly say the Brachas and Birchas HaShachar, thus fulfilling the Chiyuv Tefillah according to the Rambam, according to the Mogen Avram. And if they're potters, or many hold them mechuyev to say Birchas HaShachar anyway. So with the last Birchas HaShachar, they're probably yotzei the din tefillah, according to the Mogen Avram. And if they're potters, so they don't even have to do that. So that's the best. So the minimum they should do, the minimum is to be soimach on the excuses that they're potter. But they should always do the Mogen. But since anyway they should say Birchas HaShachar, again, because some say the Mechuyev to say Birchas HaShachar no matter what, that's the din of Birchas HaNenah. So in the last Birchas HaShachar, you'll already have the Mogen Avram's Kula. So you'll say Tefillah with the last Birchas HaShachar, V'yirotzu Mulfanecha. So you'll have that. That's if they really don't have time. And they won't daven Mincha. They'll be Soimach on the Heterim. The minimum, optimum, we said already, If they have a little more time, they should say Pesukah de Zimra. Baruch Shemar, Ashrei and Yishtabach. If they have more time, they should say whatever they have time to say. If they have a little more time, they should say the first brachos of Kriyashma, Yotzeh Hamoros and Avarabo. And that basically, then we're up to men already, so.
Is there anything else they shouldn't say?
No.
Isn't
Shlosh
Anisha.
Yeah, now, women, really, they have to stick to Zman Tefillah. Ideally, even though, yeah. Noagu to be Mekil to Daven Lachatchila until Chatzos, that's Shachris. What's b'di'evit, b'di'evit, zman tefillah for men, so that has become a l'chatchila tikkun zman for women. It's not preferable, but it became very, very commonplace, even among the frumo who daven, like they don't really bother davening. They're not so careful. They have other things to do in the house, to get the kids off, just, you know, again. Now, about eating before davening. So, first of all, so again, the Achrenim have various heteri because traditionally they didn't get around to davening. Even the ones that davened didn't get around to davening till later. But pashtas they're chaloshim because of all the things they do in the house, and they're not going to be able to eat until later. And if you start telling them that to daven first, they're chaloshim. No. No, it's very chomer. The din not eat before davening is very heavy. Very severe. I don't think the rice is an asmachta. It's a drosha. At worst, it's an asmachta, and it's a din. They can't violate that din. So it's certainly preferable if they would say bichas hashachar, thus being yotzi de tefillah. So if they could say that before eating, that would be nice. Now, Ramosha has an interesting shaila. What? Man, it doesn't help to be yotze the chiyuv tefillah. Doesn't. By women, according to the Mogen Avraham, with Mekel. Again, according to the Mogen Avraham, in the Rambam's world, it's certainly enough. That's the Mogen Avraham's. And even in the Rambam's world, the Achrayim really talk about that they're potter totally to explain why traditionally they've never davened. Even though according to Ramban, they have to daven. According to the Mishnah Berurah, they have to daven. So they're really potter. So at least do the Mogen Avraham's tefillah. Rav Moshe wants to know when they have to start making kiddush. This is always a problem by women. That if they're eating, so if they're eating already after their Mogen Avraham davening, we'll call it, if they're saying Birchas Hashachar, now they're eating, so the Chayra, they should now have to make kiddush. Right. Al kaponim, elu sherashos lechol kodem atfila, for whatever reason, they said Birchas Hashachar already, so why don't they have to make kiddush? So he says, because the woman's meshubah to eat with her husband, he says. She's meshubah lechol davke imo, v'chivin shabai lo osur lechol kodem atfila, so he can't eat the suda before tfila, so it's not zman achila to her either. And that chiyuv kiddush is chal when it's zman achila. That's why a man doesn't have to make kiddush before davening. So she can't eat the suda before davening. Kiddush makom suda, she can't eat the suda before davening. So that's what the Ramesha, you know, that's his. But he says if the husband davened already, but he's in shul learning, wait. So he wants to wait. So he has a chiyuv kiddush already. So then if he has a chiyuv kiddush, he certainly has a chiyuv kiddush. So if the husband davened the seeking and he's in shul learning, then she would have to make kiddush before eating, assuming she was yotze her tefillah already, which was with Birchas Hashachar.
If she does make kiddush, is there a problem? According to this, if it's... Are you allowed to make kiddush if it's not the time to make kiddush?
No. In other words, if a woman would make kiddush if she doesn't think she was yotze her tefillah yet, then she wouldn't be Yotzi Kiddush either.
No, but in point to what Ramosha just said.
He's going if she said Brichas HaShachar and she's being Yotzi the Mogen Avram. She was Yotzi the Mogen, we'll call it the Mogen Avram's Tefillah.
Is there a problem she makes Kiddush?
Then? No, Adarabi, he wants to know why they don't.
Okay.
There's a problem if she makes Kiddush at that point, if she plans on davening. So she had a mind not to be Yotze with Brichas HaShachar. So then she cannot make Kiddush then. But then it's before davening for her. If a woman goes to shul every Shabbos, so she...
His
svara is assuming that she had a mind to be Yotze Tefillah with Brichas HaShachar.
Then
he wants to know why isn't she mechuyev to make Kiddush. He said they don't make Kiddush. Why not? They davened already. They have to make Kiddush.
Because
as far as Shubha to the Baal, blah, blah.
But Shubha doesn't make it that she can't make Kiddush. Just...
That's why she doesn't have to make Kiddush. Oh, you mean according to Rav Moshe, if we take his Kiddush seriously, maybe she can't.
Right, that's what I'm asking.
Good point. I don't know what to say. Take his Kiddush seriously. Maybe if the Pshad is, you'll say the husband's Moichel. That's the Pshad. If the whole thing comes because she's Meshuvah to the husband, so the husband's Moichel. So she can make Kiddush, right, if the husband's Michael.
A woman's makbid to Mishabura, so she can't make Kiddush till after she dies.
If a woman's makbid to Mishabura, she's mechuyev to, she doesn't have to make Kiddush. Then the question becomes, how could she eat before davening? So then you have to come on to the other kulas. You could say, well, you come on to the other kulas. She's the chaloshos.
But there's no inyan for her to make Kiddush if she's makbid.
She can't make Kiddush. She's makbid to daven, she can't make Kiddush before davening. It's not the zman of Kiddush. Okay, any questions? Shema is nochain. It's nochain to say the first pasuk. It's even more nochain to say the first parsha. I mean, less nochain. It's nochain to say the whole kiyat shema if she can. Not relevant. She's potter from Kriyat Shema. And there's no dinyan I would eat before Kriyat Shema. Not relevant. She's potter from Kriyat Shema, for sure. Straight pork potter. What? If she's always davens, is it in your tashlumen? Yeah. Yes. By the way, I left out, if you really want to be from, I left out the more Talmudic of things that they're not noyig. There's a Bir Halacha that says Simenayin, I think that she's mechuyev to say Parshas Hakeda, just like a man. Okay, yeah. So and she has to say what? Should a man should? You don't say Parshas Hakeda, but I don't believe it. First of all, it's in the Siddur. It's in the best Shulchan Aruch in the world. It's in the Siddur. And she really is supposed to say Parshas HaTomid. But the minhag is even the Frumah don't. For some reason, they also don't say Asher Yovel Tzion, Olam Matzeach. They go straight to Aleinu. And for some reason, they're in love with the Shir Shel Yom. I don't know why. I challenge you to show me such a Mogen Avraham. They're potter from Talmud Torah, and they're for sure potter from going to shul and davening with a minyan. How could they be mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah? And Rabbi Malinowitz gave his whole explanation of why they shouldn't dance on Simchas Torah. It's because they're potter from Kriyas HaTorah.
I mean, if I can find them a car that they have to hear Kriyas HaTorah, it's okay for them to dance.
You know what? I'm so sure you don't have a makar that I'll say yeah. But the source has to be an orthodox source. Yeah, orthodox.
Because they're doing tashlumin, so they normally only
have
chakras. What? They're doing tashlumin for chakras.
Twice mincha.
Even though they normally don't have mincha, so they
should be. Now you're asking another question. If they don't have in mincha, how should they do the tashlumin of chakras? First of all, again, I want to speak out. According to the Mishnah Berurah's Psak, women are mechuyev to daven Shmoneh Esrei of Shachris and of Mincha. Period. Everything else is figuring out, like, why they don't. Or why maybe they don't have to. But the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, they have to daven Shachris and Mincha. Okay.
Let's say they forgot Mincha. how they make up
Let me answer his, the same question. If a woman doesn't have a mincha for whatever reason, she's soim mechan, I don't know, she only daven shachris. She's soim mechan that terim, that she's potter, and therefore she only daven shachris. And she forgot, and she didn't daven shachris once, so how should she be mashlim? I would tell her just to daven mincha that day. And she's not mashlim shachris. No, wait. The achrenim say she should daven twice mincha. In other words, she should be mashlim shachris. The only way to be mashlim shachris is to daven mincha and then daven to tashlumin. And I would say the same for Ma'ariv. If she davens mincha every day and she wants to make a tashlumin for mincha, she's not mechuyev in tashlumin, by the way. A woman's not mechuyev in tashlumin for some reason. That's what the achrenim assume. If she, I think, I have to check on that. But if she's making a tashlum for mincha, she would daven ma'ariv twice. Musaf is a regular machlekes achreinim. If women are mechuyev to daven musaf, again we're going according to the Ramban. L'chayra some achreinim tain it's not rachme, that musaf is not rachme. So the whole Shabbos is a loy plug. Achreinim deal with that. But Musaf, there's no like loy plug, so some of my friends had a taka potter from Musaf. Plus, they didn't really have a share in Karbonos Sibel Achayra. I mean, they weren't mechuyev machzor shekel. Let me put it that way. But Pashtus, it seems to me clear, they had a share without giving the machzor shekel, because they were nichlal with the husband's giving. Pashtus. So. Anyway, it's machlekes achreinim. And are you asking me if your wife should have a Musaf? I mean. It depends on whom she wants to be, that's all. What can I say? If she doesn't have a Muslim, she has only Lismoich. And if she doesn't have a Muslim, she has only Lismoich. What?
Isn't there a sheet that the Sfardim
Yeah, the Sfardim is always an issue because they don't make a brach on Zman Gromo. But the Achreinim say that doesn't apply where they're not saying Vitzivonu. That really the problem is when they say Vitzivonu, in any context in which they're not saying Vitzivonu, the Sfardim also can have the women optional. So, okay, we explained everything. Now I have this, really I should make a chart, and the shul should give it out to the women. Chart. So I always had a mind to do that. What? What's so funny? What? This is communication. Is that communication? Another thing, I have in mind already a few months to make a chart for the women, what they should have and what's priority. I just didn't get around to it. I'm waiting. I was hoping one of the positions would be personal gabbai. That I would have a personal
shamish.
Personal shamish, personal gabbai. Like, that's what I wanted, such a position. I also wanted a car.
Driver.
I think I'm due for a sabbatical already, no? I'm taking a sabbatical soon. I am, for a few days at least. I am.